Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the latest edition of the Excellent Talent Voiceover Podcast. And with me today is none other than the voice of the Hood from ITV's latest smash hit, Thunderbirds I'll Go. It's Mr. Andrus Williams. Andrus, tell us how you got the gig. It's a remarkable one to get.
I was really pleased and thrilled to even get the casting for it. So I didn't think, you know, a million years that I'd get it, but just to be there and be, you know, be seen by these people, I thought was good. But it was just such a lovely casting to be involved. It was just like, they were quite specific with what they wanted, then they just let you sort of go free.
How much free rein did they give you? I mean, how long was the casting for that?
Probably about half an hour. So it's quite long. But they sort of, so you had a few different, you know, goes at it, and then the director, David Peacock, was saying, okay, now try it like this, you know, put a bit more weight on this part, and imagine you're in this situation, you know, you're angrier than that, be really angry, no, can I bring it back, you know. I just felt really, you know, good about it. Even if I didn't get it, I thought, you know, it was fun. The characters they were sort of looking at were Hans Gruber from, what is it, the Die Hard movies, Orrick Goldfinger, and a bit of Hannibal Lecter thrown in there. So I thought, ooh, and obviously, you know, British as well. So it wasn't going to be sort of too maniacal and sort of... And the old Hood was very, I don't know where he was from, and he was like this, but so they didn't want any of that. So it was just, you know, a nice British baddie, really, how I would like a nice British baddie to be. And then they said, okay, yeah, well, you know, we'll let you know. And then, I got a call saying, remember that Thunderbirds thing you went for? You only went and got it. The sessions we have are, well, there's a big sort of booth with like six mics and stands for the scripts, and then in we go. You could be in there with, well, up to five other people, and you say that, you know, you see, so you play off each other in that way. So it's almost like, yeah, like you say, like a radio play. It's unusual for a voice actor to be like that, because you're sort of used to just you in the booth. Yeah, you've got the sound engineer outside, but they're not in there with you, so you're safe on your own. But here we've got like a big bulletproof glass, and you can see all the ITV execs and the director. It's lovely the way it's done like that. It really you feel like it's acting, but it's the other characters as well, because obviously there are smaller other, you know, characters within the show, and you know, people need to voice them. So they occasionally get us to do, you know, we need a bit of waller, a bit of sort of like, a bit of screaming, a bit of being thrown around a space capsule or something. And then we need different languages, because it's obviously international rescue, so they're all over the world. Actually, I have done a panicky Spanish, you know, ¡Ay, socorro! Type thing. You know, we've got a Swedish guy there, there's Kayvan, his Iranian descent, and he can do anything. So we'll see what happens, because obviously we've started series two, although I haven't started recording yet, because unfortunately the Hood isn't in every episode because some disasters are natural, nothing to do with him, which I think is disgraceful.
That's not all you've been doing recently. At Excellent Talent, they're calling you the voice of Southeast Asia.
Great, yeah, long may it continue until they all get sick of me, and then that'll be the end of it. I did a couple of things a while ago for somewhere in Asia, and I don't know whether, you know, the people listen to the voices and go, oh, we want that. There was a documentary series on Channel News Asia called Undercover Asia, and that comes out on, you know, this news channel, a bit like CNN sort of thing. And then I think because people, you know, have heard or seen those documentaries, other documentaries have come out from on the same channel, but not for Undercover Asia. Of course, it's the early morning starts then, 8 o'clock, which is for a voiceover, 8 o'clock starting to record is unusual, I think.
Do you have to warm your voice up? Are there exercises you do, or is it just a good slug of espresso before you go in?
Yeah, well, there's always that. Just literally walking from the coffee shop to the studio, sort of I start pulling faces. People sort of cross the street to avoid me, pulling faces and making funny sounds. So it's just, you just need to get, you know, hock out any sort of loogies or whatever the thing is. And speak.
You'll be familiar to millions of listeners as the voice of Classic FM, which I imagine requires a similar sort of smooth, unprojected delivery.
Yeah, there I'm practically swallowing the mic. The direction I get from them is a bit smoother, and it's like now I'm sort of melting as I go. But that was a great gig. I did a couple of promos for them, and then they came back with, would you be interested in doing the sales and promotion? I said,
what's your dream voiceover job?
Animation, really, like some of those, like a Pixar type sort of thing. I think that's the dream. Although you know, for most of my voiceover career thus far, it's been mostly kind of corporates and my own sort of voice. Well, I guess I started as an actor. At university, I thought, decided, finally, I will. I'm going to go to drama school, do a one-year course. And so I guess it was just, you know, it was all always funny voices and accents and that kind of thing. Did all right. I did a West End play for a year. I was in The Graduate. And that was American accents for, you know, a long time. So able to sort of keep the accents. One thing I say to people is you've got to keep practicing the accents because they do go. It's quite difficult to getting a show reel, unless you do it yourself, to sort of wait until you've got all these jobs, all these parts, and trying to cut together something. I mean, yeah, you just sort of try different voices as if they came from certain things. People say, what else happened in that little clip? And I go, nothing, it was literally that clip.
I think you're right. I think that's exactly the way to do it. And I hope that listeners out there will find that a very helpful piece of advice. We're delighted that you found fame on ITV with your character stuff. Andres, it's been brilliant having you here.
Thanks very much.
You can catch all of the episodes of our Excellent Talent voiceover podcast on SoundCloud and Audioboo. And of course, you can check out our website, excellenttalent.com, and follow us on Twitter @excellenttalent.